be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate.
Caps the rooftops, shrouds the earth in silence. Scotty howls and mourns, rebels in the whiteness. My world is so small inside our cozy walls, so warm and so threatened by the end of days.
The time will surely come when all is blown undone. I will still be with you, my love. This deafening quiet may grasp around my chest. I will pry its bony fingers free.
In the corners of the homes where once human minds did dwell, the earth is thrown under the gods' deafening thunder, sweeps over and crumbles all beneath.
Time will surely come when all is blown undone. I will still be with you, my love. Cold may come around us and try to bind us. I will pry his bony fingers free. The time will surely come when all is blown undone. I will still be with you, my love. This deafening quiet may grasp around my chest. I will pry his bony fingers free.
Okay, now we're back for hour two of tonight's Corporation Nation. This is Larkin, Texas, 14th of April, 2015, subbing tonight. We're also joined by Peter Neese, a great resource, a great friend, a wonderful researcher and legal scholar. If you want to contact Pete, ladies and gentlemen, please feel free. That email address is lawman07@live, L-I-V as in Victor, E, live.com. Before the break, I talked about nine words which could begin an intellectual discussion for you yourself or for a child, a friend or family member. How do we recapture this idea of personal autonomy and independence, as opposed to dependence, codependence, and interdependence? How many of us today are truly independent? How many of us truly express ourselves with free will in mind and true freedom of choice? How much have we accepted because we were born into or acculturated to something that we ourselves would not have chosen if we were left to our better devices? How about that word liberty? The ability to go from point A to point B of your own volition, underneath your own power. Locomotion. These are the things that are going away. Freedom, liberty, ownership of property, expectation of privacy. A society governed by the golden rule, or at least a justice system which is founded upon something like the golden rule. So When we talk about these words, well-being or well-beingness, only you can define these words. Economy. The condition of well-being or wellness, comfort, wealth, and or healthfulness. Well-being is happiness, serenity, harmony, balance, homeostasis, the general perception that life and living is one of abundance. It's a condition which can ebb and flow. But well-beingness is dependent upon one's ability to combat or overcome feelings of self-doubt and often false perceptions of scarcity or lack and or fear. Always tend to needs, those things necessary for security and survival first. For example, quality nourishment, serviceable shelter, etc. And then wants, those things born merely from desire, as second. So when you have a blank piece of paper before you, remember only you are qualified to define these words. We're going to touch upon three of them. The first is well-being or well-beingness. Divide the paper vertically between needs on the left, wants on the right. Do this with your 9 or 10-year-old, your 8-year-old. And then when it comes to economy, this is your personal economy. In other words, how do you efficiently manage your own household? Forget about money. And forget about all that blather you ever heard or read about economics. Economy simply is the efficient and ergonomic management of one's own household. That's the household that begins between your ears, that resides within your own skin. That's what it is. Take that piece of paper, reverse it over, turn it over. Econo-me, all caps, econo-me. This is my economy. Identify needful resources first. That's the word written on the left. Then actions or activities. That's the word written on the right. Those actions or activities necessary to procure or to maintain a reliable, unbreakable supply chain loop for these necessary resources. Again, resources are those needful and those merely desirous. Always tend to those needful first. And finally, Pete, is that word law. Now, this thing called law is very confusing to me. Law for me is real law. If I'm an alien from outer space and I land on this planet somehow and I have to fend for myself and continue to survive, assuming that I can accept the atmosphere and need water and food and air to breathe, etc., then how am I going to organize my life and secure my castle, secure the temple, which houses my soul? This is how all of us need to look at this word law. It defines the habits, the behaviors of a people. It can be spiritual law. It can be natural law, universal law, and or scientific law. It can be akin to a maxim of law, a maxim of law. And for me, the one word which defines all law is the one word, counteract. Contained therein are the letters which spell out act, react, counter, contact, and contract. A contract is rather like a relationship. Which relationships are worth keeping? Well, this is how we must determine who is to be a part of our supply chain. Who can we rely upon when the chips are down? But isn't the goal to be self-sufficient? Self-sufficient as much as possible. It is indeed. But I hold this, Pete. The only thing that's going to unite we as a people today is a common understanding for basic words, and one of them is contract. What's the difference between a valid contract and an invalid contract? Is a contract not unlike a covenant? A compact? It's a relationship, is it not? If you're going to have a relationship, you need to maintain a dialogue. And is the contract an honorable contract or a dishonorable contract? What's the difference? And finally, is the contract a private contract or a public contract? Which is preferred? Well, I hold that the preferred contract is a private contract. You don't want to engage in contracts within the public domain, because to do so would be to violate the principles of living in a small R Republican system of self-government. Remember, sovereigns without subjects, adhering to the golden rule, the Ten Commandments, these types of things. This is the world that we grew up in, Pete, but the world that we're losing. Would you like to add?
Yeah, I was going to say, most of you have probably heard about people making threats to other people that use the word sovereign. And I found it interesting. I took a look at my government code here in California, and Government Code 100 calls us sovereign people, and that hasn't been changed. That hasn't been altered. So is it true or is it false? No one knows. Is the court going to uphold it? I have no idea. But right there it says the people of this state are sovereign. So what happens when some freak from the federal government or some unknowledgeable newscaster or some flake of an attorney makes a comment on TV or on the internet about basically sovereignty? These people are really, really stupid, and they haven't really done any research. They don't know what they're talking about. Remember, you are who you are. If you want to declare that you're sovereign right now, you can. The only thing that I ask is, please learn the law that sovereigns live by, so that when you face the martial law rule democracy that we live in right now, that's right, folks, the 14th Amendment was passed under martial law rule and martial law. So when you face these boys, remember, you can be right 100% of the time with what you're showing them as far as the law is concerned. And they don't have to listen to you. Why? Because people were still at war. The Civil War is still on.
And General Orders 100, the so-called Lieber Code, has never been rescinded. We live under a military occupation to this day.
That's right. That's correct. We are occupied. So I wish these smart people in the colleges, you know, with all of these brains and everything, and they call themselves, what was it, occupation or something like that? Occupied? I wish they'd get their story straight and explain it, because they're complaining about corporate power, and the corporate power was brought in with the 14th Amendment. Remember, corporate persons are dead persons, and they're given through statutory law, given the ability to act like they're alive, but in reality, they don't have a soul. In reality, they don't have a religion. In reality, they don't owe you anything. I hear lots of people say, oh, yeah, me and my company. Don't get attached to the company you're working for, because your employer has sold you out.
Let's never forget some of the most brainwashed, indoctrinated people in this country, in our society at large, are those with the most credentials, the most with the most bona fides, the ones that everyone is saying how wonderful they are because they've done this, they've done that, they've got this degree and that degree. Folks, these are the people that are the most brainwashed amongst us. Here we turn to people like doctors and attorneys to help us in times of trouble. And these are the last people we want to turn to. They cannot be trusted at all. Let me share this definition of a valid contract with you, Pete, and you listeners. And hang in there, Randy. We're going to come to you in just a second. A valid contract has been defined as consisting of a meeting of the minds, meeting in good faith, with full disclosure, equal and valuable consideration, mutual benefit, and clean hands. A dishonorable contract can be defined as one in which a third party has been brought in by one party or another, either unwittingly, unknowingly, or without one party or the other's consent. This means it is dishonorable to bring an unnamed third party into any contract not specifically named within the private contract so enjoined. To include nebulous terms like we, us, they, them, the state, U.S. government, XYZ corporation, the community, the stakeholders, shareholders, management, employees, the union, trade association, civil society, the people, or even we, the friggin' people. Finally, the best contracts are always oral, never written. And that's just from my point of view. Would you like to bring up a caller? Go ahead, Pete, go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say from my point of view, people wake up because this country was taken over by deception. And basically how it was taken over by deception, it uses the Uniform Commercial Code, which is the old negotiable instrument law. Now, if you don't understand basically what that is, then you don't understand anything about the law that you're living under.
And remember what Sun Tzu said, all warfare is based on deception.
Right, so. And basically every contract out there that we've talked about right now, or he's making reference to, does not say specifically to exclude Uniform Commercial Code 1105. If you do not put that in your contract, then you're contracting right back again into territorial U.S. corporate law. And I can prove it.
Lawman07 at live.com. Write it down, folks. Pete is a rare animal. He's a rare person. He's a very special person, and he's willing to share. This is a 70-year-old man that's been studying these things longer than many of us have been alive.
Yeah, I kept asking myself the question, and excuse me for saying it this way over the air, how come I keep getting screwed? How come nothing is working out like it's supposed to? Why is it that the people out there basically will settle for peanuts, basically, when, you know, they should be out in the streets rebelling? And it just blows me away. In fact, if you go to my face page, Peter Neath, you'll find that I just did an article, or just showed you guys an article, that there's an ISIS camp in Mexico 5 miles from the border. Okay? And you notice you don't hear anything about it in the news. And this stuff has just got to stop, and you people have to start to learn, basically, to get it together. Because this is not the United States of America, where you are presumed to be covered and protected by the law. You're under statutory law of contract. And that's why, basically, we wanted to cover that session. Anyway, let's take some phone calls.
Randy in Texas. What you got for us? Oh, we're about to take a break. Hold on there, Randy. We're going to take a break. We'll bring you up right afterwards.
Look, if the slaves want guns, let them be. Our supremacy doesn't depend on weaponry. With schools, media, money, and meds, we control every aspect of your life through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015, with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who'll shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free Your Mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Thank you.
got Randy in Texas. You with us there, Randy?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I played that song just for you, my friend.
All right. Thank you a lot. You guys got it going now. You and Pete, you should get together more.
Well, I'm really good at picking really good co-hosts. I'm very lucky that way.
I tell you, you're doing all right with my book.
Well, thanks, Randy. What you got for us?
I've got three words I want you to write down right now. Treaty of 1213.
Treaty of 1213.
There you go. All your people, all your listeners out there, write this down. I'm going to tell you here. Since 2013, Great Britain has been under ownership of another entity. In 1776, when this country was formed, Great Britain was still under ownership of another entity. To the present day, today, Great Britain is still under the ownership of that entity, okay?
Well, let me ask
so
you
we
something.
Fought a Revolutionary War of Great Britain. That tells me Great Britain was the front man in that situation.
Let me ask you something, Randy. Hold on there. Uh-huh. Let's have a dialogue here.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned this other entity. You're speaking to the Vatican, yes?
Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you something, Randy. Who do you think owns the Vatican?
Who do you think
controls the hierarchy, the political control of the Vatican and the finances today?
It's definitely not the evil ones, the Zionists. It is definitely not. I've studied all through them. They're only 150 or so years old, and the Vatican could buy that outfit for cash every day till the end of time.
So we got this evil entity called the Vatican that controls everything, right?
Yeah, Randy, this is Peter. If you've got a computer, put in your search engine Black Hope, and it'll give you the answer to what you just asked.
Black Hope?
Black Hope. P-O-P-E.
Oh, I've already been all over the Black Pope. I've been all over all of it, man. The Vatican rules this world. Now, one other thing. Go ahead and search this, you both of you, and see what I'm talking about. There's three cities that rule the world. Vatican City, the Financial District of London. These are countries unto themselves.
Sovereign entities.
Pardon me?
Sovereign entities.
Okay. Washington, D.C., Financial District of London, and the Vatican City. Okay, Vatican handles everything spiritual. Financial is London. Military is Washington, D.C.
Hold on the line there, Randy.
Okay.
Stay with us, Richard. Stay with us, Fred. Take this break, Pete. And we'll be right back. There's room for you, too. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Oh,
Okay, we are back. Lark in Texas with you tonight with our special guest, Peter Neese. We've got Randy in Texas who claims the source of all of our woes and travails today is the Vatican. Pick up where you left off there, Randy.
Oh, by the way, you framed that, you don't believe it.
I actually do not at all.
No, I can tell that you don't, but if you understand the Treaty of 1213, I don't see how you could have any question. I really don't.
Are you Catholic?
Pardon me?
Are you Catholic, Randy?
I do not trust, have any affiliation with any of these bogus religious operations. Now,
good
I'm not
you.
An atheist.
Good for you. Good for you.
I'm a deist. I'm a deist. I believe there's a God, but I don't believe anybody knows anything about him or who he is or what he did. I know he didn't print any Bibles. I know he didn't hand a script off to man to carry through for thousands of years to keep people in line and keep people's heads turned.
Do you believe Freemasonry is an honorable assemblage of men?
Freemasonry?
That's right.
Are you kidding me?
Thanks
That's
for saying
as disgusting
that.
As the Vatican.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
Let me tell you, if you would like to discuss this, Lark, you or Pete, either one, I could leave my phone number with the board man. I'm open to conversation on all this stuff. I was born a white slave in the state of Kentucky in 1939, and I've had three questions after I got a little older. Do we have a government? Have we ever had a government? And who owns me? And I know who it is now.
Well,
Washington, D.C. was built on Roman Catholic land. The White House was named after a Jesuit priest, White, Richard or Peter. I can't remember all these names. Christopher Columbus, who supposedly discovered this country, was a Roman Catholic.
He was also a Jew.
Pardon me?
He was also a Jew.
Really?
That's right. His brother Bartholomew, too.
And let me tell you one more thing, and I know you got other callers. I can put the Vatican all over in control of the Second World War. I can put the Vatican all over the Vietnam War. I can put the Vatican totally in charge of 911, the investigation part of 911. I can put the Vatican totally in charge of the JFK. I'm not sure anybody was killed in the JFK assassination. I can name the names. I can put the people, the 911 situation, the people who was in charge totally were all Knights of Malta, four men.
Now, by
Knights
the way,
Malta,
are you aware that the current Pope and the Pope prior both claim to be communitarians?
That doesn't surprise me at all. I'm with you, Mark.
Just put the two words together in any search engine. It's verified. Ask your, and then also put in the word father of communitarianism in any search engine.
Uh-huh.
The guy does not appear to be a Catholic or connected to the Vatican in any way. I see
the
Vatican and the Pope, the popery, if you will, bowing down to another entity altogether. And, yeah, please do leave your number. I'll be happy to call you sometime. But in the meantime, let's move along to Richard in Washington. Hi, Richard.
Nice to hear you. How are you doing? Nice to hear you on the air. There's a psychologist, Eric Byrne. And he wrote a book called Games People Play. One of the games people play is Ain't It Awful? You sit around and talk about how bad things are, were, will be, or whatever, but you never deal with the reality of the solutions and where the problem arose and what the cause of that problem was. We've talked about this individually. Originally, my thought was we became overpopulated when we went from the tribal state to the herd mentality state, which we now mostly live in. But I've run across recently an author that sums it up so beautifully that I can't really contain myself. The gentleman's name is Derek Jensen. He wrote a book called Endgame. And what he points out very clearly probably the last free people were the indigenous people of the United States or North America, however you want to phrase it. But basically, the crux is when people form cities, they can't support themselves, so they have to draw resources from outside of the city, and then that they have to enslave or suppress whatever people are living in those areas and taking those resources for their own needs. And basically, I now realize it's not so much the tribal state or the state of herd mentality. It's more how self-reliant, how self-sustaining your individual group of people are, and why the Indians, the indigenous people, were self-sustaining was they could move their dwellings.
Now, Richard, what is it about the air out there? Now, you know I love you. I know you personally. But what is it about the air out there on the left coast that turns everyone into a cultural Marxist?
Fukushima, I think, probably did it.
You reckon that's what happened?
I'm thinking that's probably what skewed it.
I mean, I'm damn convinced. I used to live for about 10 years on the left coast, and there's something about the air out there. I'm telling you.
Or maybe it's the food. We're food guys, so it could have been the food.
Yeah, according to Democracy Now!, Derek Jensen has been called the poet philosopher of the ecological movement.
Well, like I said, some of his books, they get into that kind of perspective. But I like the end game perspective. He's got a 2-volume series. I've only read.
You think there's
too
many people, Richard?
Well, it's always been too many people. But I like. Can I quote one paragraph on page 439?
If it's short, go ahead.
It's short. Put another way, having long laid waste to our sanity and having long forgotten what it feels like to be free, most of us have no idea what it's like to live in the real world. Seeing 4 salmon spawn causes me to burst into tears. I have never seen a river full of fish. I have never seen a sky darkened for days by a single flock of birds. I have, however, seen skies perpetually darkened by smog. As with freedom, so too the extraordinary beauty and fungicity, of the world itself. It's hard to love something you've never known. It's hard to convince yourself to fight for something you may not believe has ever existed. And since I believe that this whole problem was formalized on year one, we're now living in the Roman era, I believe it the problem started before then. But basically, like I said, the only way it can be solved is we destroy ourselves and or we return to where we are completely self-reliant as individuals and as groups of people. And I don't see that happening. And I think, based on your prior callers, they're willing to discuss all the problems and play Ain't It Awful, but nobody really wants to deal with the real issues.
Well, I don't think that we're overpopulated. Thomas Malthus claimed the world was overpopulated when it had 1 billion people. And we got people like John Holdren to this day that still hold to that. Stay on the line if you'd like, Fred or Richard, and let's bring up Fred in Michigan. Fred, how are you?
Hey, great, great. I'm really enjoying your broadcast. Peter elucidated contracts earlier. I'm going to read something really quick. This is from a guy who reminds me of Peter. He refers to himself as man on the land, executor, advocate, revocate. Okay? A death occurred on the date we were born, all of us. We know him well. It's the straw man, the dead man with our name in all caps. A trust was created for that corporate entity, that corpse. And out of ignorance, we unwittingly relinquished power of attorney over that corporate trust to the government, such that government became the executor for that trust. However, if we reclaim, repossess our rightful role as executor and beneficiary of that trust by revoking government's power of attorney that we relinquished to it, we then regain authority. Whereas we had no authority, and we become creditor and master instead.
Well, I know darn well that Peter would concur with those remarks. You guys, I want to remind you once again, Peter can be a very useful ally for you and a great friend. His website, he gives it away freely, has for years, lawman07@live.com. Your comment, Pete?
Oh, I was just basically going to say that the gentleman's description was correct, but it was done under deception. Nobody was basically, I wasn't given a choice. Basically, the herd mentality came in, and you either sign here or you don't get the benefit. That's the way the benefit corporate system works. So you don't get a chance to basically self-govern yourself. And you and I both have talked about this, basically, Locke, that the organic constitutions died in 1863. The Congress came back
to right.
die. And we've been basically ruled by private international law. And I have a feeling that was one of the reasons why Lincoln was killed. And Kennedy tried to bring us back to the silver dollar, and he was killed. Because that would have brought back again the American common law, where it's the people that get together and do something, not Congress.
Well, not to mention that JFK was butting heads with David Ben-Gurion, who actually resigned just weeks before the assassination because he felt so humiliated because Kennedy would deign to assert some kind of a control or authority over Israel's aspirations to be a nuclear state. And
right.
So it goes a lot further than that. But
I just wanted to point out, basically, he tried to bring back our silver money, but most of the Americans out there, because of their limited lack of education, in the IQ 35 range for most high schoolers, didn't concept or understand exactly what was going on. The man was trying to bring back a system that was biblically created for us. And again,
yeah.
the American public, being number one on the deception list, doesn't get it. Right.
Hang with us there, my friend. Let's bring up another Fred, this time Fred in Iowa.
Okay.
How are you, Fred?
Right,
or forgive me. I meant to say Richard in Alabama. My mistake. Are you there, Richard?
Oh. Am I
Richard?
On?
Yeah, we are on there, Richard. Sorry, I overlooked your name.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Oh, I'm disrespectful.
Other callers have duplicated my gripe. You're doing a lot of good analysis, and it's interesting philosophy, but we're dealing with people that have an army. They have badges and guns and black robes.
Yeah, we're behind enemy lines.
They have a prison system, and they really are not all that smart, and they don't follow their own UCC. And when they are caught violating their own UCC, they don't suffer any punishment. They are just immune from their own laws, and they just change everything for their own convenience. They don't follow their own rules of court. They just do as they please.
Well, it's rather like the survival of the fittest, is it not? Isn't this really the law of the jungle we're talking about?
Yeah, so at the end of all this analysis, is there a solution?
Yeah, the solution is revolution, my friend. Just like it has been for millions of years. Revolution.
I think it starts with involution. Involution is looking inward. You know, I like to say, and it's not me that thought this up. I didn't dream this up. Americans today, by and large, just like Canadians and most people around the world, have been socialized. We've been socially engineered in an incremental or gradual fashion for a very long time to actually be communitarians. Americans, by and large, are communitarians. And Newsweek magazine stated as much a few years ago when they, on their cover, and they had a red hand shaking hands with a blue hand. We are all socialists now. We were socially engineered to be exactly what we are. And we have to begin the process of undoing, really, an acculturation process, a mind control, brainwashing process that began while we were in the womb. It began with our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents. No question about it. We have to begin from the beginning. And that's the only way we're going to unravel this mess. It's a Gordian knot. At the end of the day, how did Alexander the Great solve the problem of the Gordian knot? He severed it. He severed it.
He took the red pill.
That's right. Hold the phone, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back for our final segment.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015 with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free Your Mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Bounce boogie, dance like a crazy fool.
Okay, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is our final brief segment. I've got 30 seconds for each of you. Fred in Iowa, followed up by Gary in Arkansas. Fred.
Okay, Larkin, I got to be quick. Two statements and then a question. I don't like what's happening in Israel, but an alternative media, we are not censored for bum-wrapping the Jews. That's all we hear. All we hear, and we're not censored. Question. All the presidents, what man in the world is all the presidents and all the prime ministers, all the kings and all the queens, all the dictators and the religious leaders bowing the knee to?
You tell us.
Well, you know who it is.
No, you tell us.
Randy is right. There's films going back before the First World War.
Oh, it's those evil, those popes, right? Those, the Vatican and all that, yes?
Well, every president, the last 10 presidents, all the prime ministers, all the kings and queens, and all the dictators, and all, including the Protestant religious leaders, bow the knee.
Well, maybe you might want to do a search on the internet if you have access to the internet. And let's talk about the Pope bowing the knee to the rabbis, not only in Rome, but also in Israel. Gary in Arkansas, what have you tonight? We've got 30 seconds.
Peter is right. We are under occupation by a foreign entity, corporation called U.S. Inc., that leads right back to the Vatican. There's only three classes of people that are U.S. citizens. Those are that come in the country and are naturalized, those that hold public office, and those that choose to sign on the dotted line and admitting a U.S. citizen.
Do you think there's such a thing as a public office today, Gary?
No, they're all under the U.N. right now. That's in U.S. code. The appeals court in Washington got their butts whooped
okay.
So bad.
Well, thank you very much for that contribution, Gary. Peter, should we lay all of our woes and our travails at the feet of the popes and the Vatican? Finish this
no,
out.
No, all I can say is people keep listening to both of us. We're trying to give you the truth, and we're the messengers. And please, we can't have another program where we can discuss remedies, because I've used these remedies and they do work. It just is we don't have enough time on this program right now. And thank you, audience, for asking the questions. And thank you for having me on the program.
Thank you, Peter Neese.
I appreciate it.
Lawman07 at live.com. We'll see you all tomorrow night. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
With financial uncertainty,